I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God sustains his people to be his hands and feet in long-term crises. Lebanon has endured decades of conflict and economic collapse. The current war no one wanted has displaced an estimated 1.3 million people. Lulwa Malouf with the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut says,
we're used to difficulties and hardships, but at the same time, we are used to continue seeing God at work. And we are called to be here and be part of his work.
Today, ABTS serves not only around 240 students, but also a couple hundred displaced people. They provide shelter and meals, and daily chapel services are open to all.
It takes a lot of effort because we are doing all our programs and we're also doing that, but we're grateful that God is allowing us to serve him through these guests.
Ask God to raise more workers for the harvest. And after years of an evangelistic focus, Bibles for China has a new opportunity to help send out Chinese missionaries. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China notes that, of course, there have been many Chinese missionaries, but sending is new for them.
Our work here at Bibles for China has always focused on helping Christians within China receive a Bible, and it's been a little bit, what can we do to help them? In recent years, there has been this move towards partnership. What can we do together to reach not just China, but the world?
Two different groups have reached out to Bibles for China to help get scripture to Chinese missionaries in parts of the world that have traditionally been very restricted for Westerners. Please pray that Bibles for China will have wisdom as they support Chinese missionaries. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.